Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life and or your business from the inside out. I'll be bringing to you the best of NLP and cutting edge neuroscience of your multiple brains. I'll be exploring how these transformational coaching modalities have the potential to change your life. And if you're interested in training to coach others in NLP or MBIT, then listen out for more information about my training courses and how you can become an accredited NLP and MBIT coach. Welcome. And you know, Emma, that one of my favorite things is to showcase you guys because it shows the work that you're doing and how you are taking NLP and MBIT out into the world. So let me just introduce you, Emma Bradbury Coaching. So you are an NLP practitioner. You've also done the NLP coach certification with me because you weren't previously a coach before you did the practitioner. So you went and did that as well. And you've also done the MBIT coach certification as well. So you are absolutely flying, Emma. You're also in my Women in Business Mastermind, and that's specifically for coaches where I'm supporting you in growing your business. And oh my goodness, Emma, it is such a delight to see you flying with your business. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to take the floor and tell people, Emma, what you've been doing. Because you've been with me, what now, sort of nearly a year probably? And a lot has happened. A lot has happened in that year. So showcase yourself and tell us what you've been doing.
Okay. So thank you for having me, first of all. So I was a little bit disengaged with my role about a year or so ago. And I was looking into what I could do differently. And that's where I found Sarah. That's where I found you. So I started by doing your NLP diploma, the 3 days, literally jumped on the following weekend to the practitioner.
You did. I love that.
I didn't want to hang about. 2 weeks after that, I did the coaching certification. And then a few months later, we did the MBIT qualification. And I was fully qualified by the end of October with yourself. My plan was to stay in my current role. I can't call it current now because it's not, because I've left.
It's not, you're right. Yeah.
My plan was to still be in my current role at this point in time and to just kind of be starting my coaching career and my own business. But actually, I've already left my role and I'm now fully fledged coaching out there on my own with the support of your lovely self. So I spent 15 years with Slimming World, the UK's leading weight loss organisation, multi-award-winning consultant. Last year, shortlisted top 5 out of 8,000 for the National Group of the Year title. But I was quite disengaged in that I discovered over the last few years that I don't think people can keep the weight off that they lose until they really understand their deeper rooted issues with food. So we can do a diet, we can lose weight on a diet, but the minute we stop that diet, the weight starts to go back on, purely because we've not identified really deep down what's going on. My passion isn't what's going in here. My passion is what's going on in here, because I think if we can fix our relationship with food from the inside, then the right choices will follow, the weight losses will follow. So my passion now is about the mindset and the psychology around slimming. So I help my clients to identify why they comfort eat, why they emotionally eat, why they secret eat, binge eat, overeat, self-sabotage. And I do that by using NLP and MBIT techniques. So I started my one-to-one coaching business last October, and I've been pretty much fully booked ever since.
Amazing, Emma.
A waiting list on a couple of times. But my cohort that started with me have now come to the end of their packages. So I do have a few spaces available for my one-to-one coaching. Going forward, I plan lots and lots of other streams to my business. I've currently got plans for a membership and a really healthy waiting list for that already. I plan on doing programs, masterclasses, and a suite of tutorials to sell for people to coach themselves with my help.
I absolutely love that, Emma, and it's been such a joy and delight watching your journey from that moment that you came to the NLP diploma. Really, like you said, not that you didn't have a clue, you did have a clue and you knew that something had to change. You absolutely knew that you had, you know, I mean, you were doing so well in your role with Slimming World. And I also recognised when you walked in on that first day that there was something that you were feeling deep down was missing for you. So from that sort of first day, when I sort of saw those light bulb moments come on and the changes begin to happen and the quick decision making, I think as well, because, you know, we've talked a lot about this in the mastermind. It takes courage and, you know, gutsy courage to make those decisions and actually decide that you're going to do that. And take the action. Sorry, my phone was ringing then. I've just cut it off. I'm a doggy. I've got a puppy next to me. For whoever's watching, I've got a puppy next to me. And he's just dreaming and making some funny noises. But yeah, that gutsy, courageous action of making that decision, Emma, like you did, and going all in. Because we've had those conversations, haven't we? And there were times when you were really wobbly and like, oh my God, can I do this? And like anybody has when they're setting up a business. All right there, Eric. Can you hear him making the noises? You know, when anybody's setting up that business, we all have those moments of self-doubt and fear and wondering, is it going to work? Is it, you know, what if it doesn't? And I think what you kept doing, Emma, which was just so good to watch, you kept applying what you'd learned. You were self-coaching yourself through it, as well as having the support of me in the mastermind group, but you were using all those and do use all your tools that you've learned. And that's what I love about you guys who come on the NLP coaching, that you implement and apply them to yourself first. And on those days when you were having the wobbles or, you know, you were doubting yourself, you reminded yourself about all the skills you've got in your toolkit and coached yourself through it, which is brilliant.
Do you remember when I was doing the practitioner? And at the end of every weekend, I'd go home thinking, I'm not getting this. I can't do this. I might not go back. And then I'd always come back. And within a few hours of your company, I was like, yes, I can do this.
I love that.
I think so much of the learning is done after the training. Yeah. It's like they say, you don't learn to drive until you pass your test. And it's the same thing. Because so much of what we did on the training, although I didn't think it was going in at the time, it absolutely was. And now I surprise myself. Sometimes I say something and I'm like, oh
that's me. And what you've just said there is really key, actually, in relation to that transformation process, in that we will do anything we can to keep ourselves familiar in the pattern that we know, even though we are having the shifts and the transformations like you were. There was still that part of you that was going, is this really happening? Can this really be true? And then when you'd gone away, applied the stuff to self, gone into your peer groups, done the practicing, and let that change settle, it was then that you would come back the weekend after and go, okay, we're good to go again. And that's a really normal part of that change process. And you'll see that with your own clients when you're working with them for the weight loss. As I see with you guys when I'm training you in NLP, I see those wobbles, I see the wobbling of the model, I see the shifts, I see the resistance to the shifts, and then I see the breakthroughs, and it's like, yes, let's go for it. So I love that, because you've just described that really so nicely. And I think that's why a lot of people, when they come on these courses, are perhaps sometimes a little bit, and with you as a coach, Emma, it'll be exactly the same, in a sense of people don't know what's on the other side, and it feels familiar and safe to be where they are. And what you do, what I do, what all of you do who go on to be NLP and MBIT coaches, is you manage that change and that transition and that breakthrough really, really ethically and ecologically. And we talk a lot about that in NLP, don't we? The ecology of change. And you said yourself with the weight loss that people lose the weight, but then actually they don't keep it off. What you're doing with them as an NLP and MBIT coach is you're doing all that ecology with them. You're checking the consequences of it. You're bringing in identity, beliefs, values, all that stuff that is so much more deep rooted. You're doing the timeline work with them to release them of that emotional baggage that they've been carrying around, because weight is often a physical manifestation of emotions.
It is.
So I know, and I knew from day one when you came in to the diploma that you knew that already deep down. It was just you hadn't worked out the pathway of getting there yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been passionate now about helping people lose weight for the last 15 years. That's mm-hmm. pretty much been my job for nearly my whole adult life. Mm-hmm. And I have had so many members who I have successfully helped lose weight, and mm-hmm. then they've gone away and they've come back mm-hmm. maybe a month, maybe a couple of years later, and they come back to rejoin me because that weight's gone back on. And
it broke
my heart every single mm-hmm. time, because I thought, oh no, what a shame, and you know, here we go again, and you know, we'll get that weight off again. But until you identify really what's going on, you're going to be on this vicious circle for the rest of your life. And
absolutely.
That's not what I want for anybody. And the more I've done with my one-to-one clients, the more I absolutely know that there is a mm-hmm. need for me and my work. Some of the revelations that are coming, some of the discoveries that my clients are making, some of the shifts and the realizations, mm-hmm. it was a huge leap of faith leaving my role with Slimming World, mm-hmm. but I know that it's absolutely worth it, because now I can really go in the direction that I want to go, and I can really help people with the fundamentals and to really, really self-diagnose and then install new habits, new strategies with our NLP techniques, to find that lovely self-compassion and self-connection and forgiveness with our MBIT techniques.
Oh, God, I felt that in my heart.
Yeah, it's just, I'm so enjoying it.
I love that, Emma. And as a combination, NLP and MBIT are absolutely incredible methodologies to bring together. You just said it all there. You've got the tools and the techniques and the change processes with NLP. And then with MBIT, you've got all the gorgeous integration of their multiple brains, using their heart center for the, you know, elevation and the transformation for them of that change, the forgiveness, because that's massive with ourselves, forgiveness of ourselves, forgiveness of others. That's a huge thing where weight's concerned. Being compassionate, being kind, being supportive of our own health and well-being, and being kind towards ourselves is absolutely massive in, I feel, the work that you do. Because there's so much around that, isn't there, around self-defeating behaviors, self-sabotage, feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling not good enough, shame. Shame's a massive one. You know, you talked about the binge eating and the hiding. I have been that person that's done that as well, and I can completely relate to all of that. I've been the person who had the, disordered eating, not eaten, overeaten, done the binge eating, done the hiding of things. I get that totally, and I think so many females have been in that position, might not admit it, but there's such a need for your work, because I think it is once that is dealt with, and you know, all those emotional things are dealt with, I think for women in particular, and I know there's men as well, but for women in particular, I think there's a whole release then of self-esteem, confidence, assertiveness, breakthroughs in so many areas of their life that they probably hadn't even realized. Emma, I feel really passionate about it. Can you tell?
I know. Do you know, and I'm a different person myself. I've lost 4 stone.
Wow.
I went away to university, and I'm a proper home bird, and I went away to university and I was so homesick. I ate for comfort. And although my second and third year got so much better, the weight loss didn't go until I finished university. And then I lost the weight, and you know, I lost the weight at 21, and I've kept that weight off for, I'm 43 nearly, you know, I've kept that weight off for over half of my life, but it's because I've, you know, I absolutely have worked through all of those things. Yeah. I've worked through the secret eating. I've worked through the binge eating. I've found myself protectors and strategies and habits. And I just, I'd say to all my clients when they come through the door, I'm not a dietitian. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you should do, what you shouldn't do. I'm not going to preach at you. I'm going to help you discover for yourself and come to your own solutions. And and I tell them all that, you know, there's absolutely nothing you can say in this room that I won't understand, that I can't relate to, because I have been there, I've done that. There's such a fear of people going to get coaching because they feel like they've had a bad experience with a dietitian or a nurse practitioner or somebody who's just sort of preached at them and made them feel even more guilty and shameful. And maybe because, you know, people that have never been on this weight loss journey, they don't get it. They just don't. And it's not because they don't want to.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. My husband is wonderful. He's supportive. He's encouraging. He's understanding. But he's never struggled. So he doesn't really get it. So, you know, I make sure that all my clients know when they come in that I absolutely do. And that's why I can help them.
And it's that pacing and leading, Emma, isn't it? Pacing and leading somebody's experience, where their map of the world is, what's going on for them. You can, you know, tune into that intuitively with your MBIT and support them in the best way possible. So where can people find you, Emma? So if they want to come and join your community and get, because I know that you go live in your Facebook group every week, sharing tips and really, you know, really nurturing and nourishing people. So where can they find you?
So I'm on Facebook as Emma Bradbury Weight Loss Coaching. I'm on Instagram as Emma Bradbury Coaching. And I also have a members community. This is a free community and it is Emma Bradbury's Weight Loss Coaching Community. And that is on Facebook. I go live in there every Tuesday evening at 8:30 to answer any questions, to have a little chat about things that I've sort of discovered in the week and habits that I know are coming up for my clients that I know will help other people. And it's in there that you'll find all the information about my membership and my upcoming programs as well.
Fantastic, Emma. Well, you are an incredible success story. You are going to help so well. You are already helping so many people. And I know that this is totally you living your mission. So people can reach out, send you a message, connect with you. I know you do free discovery calls. So please do, if anybody's watching and you have enjoyed what Emma has said and think, I need that service in my life, then please do reach out and connect with Emma. Thank you so much, Emma.
And also, I do face-to-face coaching, but I also do it over Zoom as well. So if you're not local, we can do Zoom,
Fantastic. All right, Emma, thank you so much. Have a great day, my lovely.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Bye.